Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Overnight America. I'm going to do this story instead because this could be more fun. It's getting close to Valentine's Day. Producer Mike, can I ask you a quick question? Real quick question. This might be a little embarrassing, but still, I might as well just ask you.
What's up?
Would your mom ever try to set you up with a girl?
No.
She never would attempt? Like, she wouldn't say, oh, you need to meet my son, Michael. I'm just guessing that's what your mom sounds like. Oh,
she doesn't sound like that, and no, she wouldn't.
Really? Never has? Not once.
Oh, has your mom done that?
No, has not.
Well, then why do you sound surprised?
I don't know. I'm just curious if your mom's ever tried it. So, okay, so the answer is a big no.
Yep.
That's okay. I'm sure
that's
there's
what?
That's neutral, I guess. I don't know. Has anyone's parents tried to set them up with someone? And did it actually work? That's my question to you. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. So at any point in your life, has your parents ever tried to set you up with someone on a date and then it actually worked out for the best? I want to hear it both ways. Did it work out? Did it not work out? Was it the worst date of your life? Were you too embarrassed to show up? What happened? Or has your parents never once tried to set you up on a date? Now, you may be happily married now, and this may be going back many years in your life. I think this is not as common as it used to be. I don't think you see this all that often. There's a story out of Maryland, and WJZ is reporting this because police is looking for a woman reportedly out to try to find a date for her son. Aww.
Police put out with pictures of the woman seen on campus again, asking if they would like to date her son. Students have had a lot of reaction to this.
How would you like it? You're just a regular student on campus. You're just doing your thing. And a random older woman comes up to you and says, date my son. Here's a picture of him.
The reviews are mixed.
Some people thought it was, you know, kind of sweet. And people thought it was creepy.
Reaction centered on what this woman has reportedly been doing on the Towson University campus. In a word, she's been playing matchmaker.
I think.
Ooh. Who saw this as creepy? There were some students that looked at this and felt threatened in some way. They had to call the police. That's a little weird, isn't it?
I think she had the best of intentions. She did.
Campus police putting up these surveillance images of the woman that's been asking.
They got like wanted posters out for this woman. So they have her on surveillance with her cell phone out. It looks like a flip phone, showing pictures of her son to girls around campus.
If someone would date her son. Yes. You heard that right. What would you do if this was your mom?
Oh, I would probably disown her. not really, but I would probably just, like, be embarrassed.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be pretty embarrassed, too. I don't know if I would like that. But then again, when I was in college, I moved away. So my mom wasn't really a part of my life during those years. So even then, she never tried to set me up with someone. It does seem a little bit weird, I guess. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Has your parents ever stepped in and tried to set you up on a date? And what happened? Was it good or bad? I'd love to hear a story about how your parents set you up on a date and now you're married to that person. Tell me that doesn't sound like arranged marriage. I'd love to find someone that happened to.
According to the University Police Department, several students began complaining that the 50 or so year old woman was stopping them near the Cook Library and the Center for the Arts, showing a picture of the potential suitor on her phone.
I guess it would just be weird to me to have her ask me something like that. I would probably deny her and then maybe tell someone about it.
Ugh, everyone's so touchy. Oh, I gotta call the police. A woman came up to me and I didn't know her. Ah, stranger danger. Grown adults on a college campus, a non-threatening woman came up to you and asked you, hey, take a look at my son. Would you like to date him? oh my goodness, call the police and get wanted signs out on the entire campus like that person's a threat. Give me a break.
Seeing as that it's not really something that you hear every day.
And while some clearly find the whole thing funny.
I don't know. I've never seen nothing like it before.
Authorities not taking any chances, putting out an alert campus-wide to heighten awareness. And while most don't believe this mom means any harm, they do think she should stop, at least for her son's sake.
I would just deny that that's my mom.
Ugh, I know. That's really where it's at, isn't it?
Stop it.
Oh, you're saying it should happen.
Stop it!
As soon as they got back to the house, the son found out what she was doing. What did he say?
Stop it!
Oh, yeah. And then the sister got in on it, too.
Stop it!
And then the son heard it again.
Stop it!
Oh, and then... oh, then there's the dad got in, too.
Stop it!
Yeah, I'd be pretty embarrassed. I've only once been set up on a date where I didn't know what was happening. I told the story here before. It's too embarrassing. I won't share it again. But with the way the parents work out, it's tough because... This is what I envision, and tell me if in your mind it's any this is playing out any differently. Guys at home, the kid, college kid, a lot of pressure on the parents to keep the grades up, but loves to play video games. Doesn't leave the house all that often. Doesn't socialize with people other than on the internet. Likes to play things like Fortnite. Probably memorized all the Fortnite dances. Mom sees this, says he's got to get out of the house. I know. I'll get him a date. He's not going to be able to find one on the internet doing Fortnite dances. I'll go out and help him. He'll look at me as a hero. I'll get my son out of the house. He'll be live happily ever after. I'll have grandkids one day. I got to get him out of the house. Boom. I'm going to go to the campus and do the job for you. Because son's incapable of talking to another female on this planet. That's a lot. There's a lot of problems. I mean, there's anxiety problems. There's depression problems that the mom may be ignoring from this kid. Then he just may be too nervous to talk to another girl. Who knows? Has your parents ever once set you up on a date like that? Have they ever tried? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. We'll take some of your calls next on Overnight America KMOX. Overnight America continues.
What
are you doing? You're going to go out? You're going to try to find a date for our son again?
Stop it!
No! That's what I would be yelling too if that was my wife with my son. Honey, cut it out. Cut it out. Don't do it. Please, don't do it. Oh, Scott calling in from St. Charles. Hey, Scott, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
You know, with the dating scene and... You ever had advice from your mom, or did they ever go out and try to find a date for you?
Well, I appreciate your concern, and I enjoy your show. And I tell you what, I'm a single guy. I'm 48 years old, but I look like I'm 35. And however, got engaged once in my life and didn't work out, and then I've been single, dating on and off, and then you get on these dating apps and this and that, and they're not who they seem to be. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. You'll meet somebody, and it's like, oh, that's your picture. Oh, my God. What happened? Oh, that was me 5 years ago.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. How does your picture hold up to you? Do you look very close to your photo, or are you playing that trick, too?
No. No, I got off the dating apps because here's the thing. My mom was like, you know what you need to do? Just go to the grocery store and smash your cart into some hot chick and say, hey, do you know how to cook a pot roast? And I'm like, Mom, this is not the 1950s anymore. I'll get maced or shot.
Do you know how to cook a pot roast? Well, that's a keeper if they say yes. You know what?
Right.
That's not a bad strategy to accidentally run into someone at the grocery store and ask them, you know, I'm trying to follow this recipe. Do you know anything about pot roasts or something?
Well, and then my sisters, they're both married, and they go, you need to go to church. And then I feel like, you know, I'm Catholic, and I think well, if I go to church, then I'm going to feel guilty that I'm there to find, you know.
Well, here's the thing, Scott. Don't if you're going to church just for that, you're going for the wrong reasons. Don't try to pull someone out of faith because, you know, you want to taint that pool of perspective pool. So you were engaged once, and what happened there?
Well, I was a millionaire's daughter, and she wanted me to sign the bottom line.
Oh, really?
The prenup.
Oh, so you weren't comfortable with that.
You're supposed to marry somebody for richer or for poorer and not sign a contract. So, yeah, you know, I mean, I'm not marrying Madonna.
Madonna. All right, so you're still out there. What's worked for you if the mom setting you up on dates hasn't worked?
Nothing's worked.
Really?
I mean, I'm a really good-looking guy, single, the most available bachelor in St. Louis.
How, can you send us a photo of yourself on the text line?
And the big bumper, Jim White.
Oh, yeah.
Bumps in the night.
Well, so you're saying you look like Jim White?
No.
Oh.
I just said I could talk like the big bumper.
Oh, not bad. Send us a photo of yourself on our text
line.
The
big bumper.
Will you do that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you know our text line?
How do I do that?
It's the same line you called us on at 314-436-7900. Send us a photo of yourself. I want to see what you look like as the most eligible bachelor in St. Louis.
The most eligible bachelor, have a great job, and it's just tough, you know. I mean, I think people, these women, you know, they'll case net you real quick, and, you know, it's not the time where my mom says, go bump your car into somebody. Not the 1950s. You can't smash your car into somebody. You know, people are worried and concerned, like, is this guy a stalker? Crazy?
Uh-huh.
You know, you gotta do your research, you know?
Even then, you know, you tell someone you bumped carts at the grocery store, they're going to say, you did what? You're going to call the police on you for something like that.
Right.
The terminology has even changed.
I told my mom, I'll get maced.
You know,
you can't just go up to somebody and smash a card into them anymore.
Yeah, you need like a gimmick, like a little tiny dog or something that seems to attract.
Actually, I got a cat. His name is Mo.
Mo the cat? Okay,
yep.
That's not bad.
He's awesome. I'll send him a picture, too.
All right, good. We'll get all kinds of photos here tonight. Send those as soon as we're done here, all right? I would love to see it.
Hey.
Thanks, Scott.
You're the best. Thanks,
right,
guys.
Evening. Bye. All right, so when Scott texts us, which I hope he does here real soon, I'll give you my honest opinion, who I think is a more eligible bachelor, Scott or producer Mike. I'm going to do side-by-side comparison of the two. Mike, you're cleaning up like you're going to take a picture of yourself and send it in too? It's like you got the handkerchief on the mouth. You're like, I need to compete with Scott now. You didn't know you had to compete with anyone. Mike calling in. What's going on?
How you doing?
Go ahead.
Well, I on your question, now, if I was a parent, I don't have no kids. Now, this would be totally different for a lot of parents. Me personally, I would not let my daughter or say son, whatever, go out on a date, period. And the other thing you didn't mention, depends on what age they are, I'll tell you, period. I would not do it. I'll tell you why. And you didn't say what age they are, but if they went on a date by themselves, I would have to be sneaky and send a chaperone to make sure they don't get in no trouble.
Wait, for college-age students?
I wouldn't care what age, because some people get in trouble. And then let's say they get in trouble and have the baby that could have been prevented. Not to be mean and sneaky, I just want to protect my daughter.
Are you saying so even 18, 19, 20-year-olds, you would have like a spy to follow them around?
Yeah, a secret chaperone. Yes, to keep them out of trouble. No hinky-panky. Now, I know sometimes people mean no harm, but I would actually have somebody sneak to keep them out of trouble.
Wow. Yeah. So you would put on like a Groucho Marx type of glasses and disguise, trench coat and all, and sneak around town following your kid around and not tell them you're doing that?
No, I wouldn't tell them because look at a lot of the kids would want to go on a date. They didn't say age. One of the 10 or 12 years old and playing end up with kids at early ages. It's just not to take anything away from them, but protect them from making a mistake.
Okay.
If I knew I could really trust them.
Well, how can you have any trust with your kid if you would do something like that?
That's the point. You can't really trust them at that age, if they'd be honest. Most of them.
What? You can't trust your kids at when they're adults?
Well, sometimes they may have adult age, but not adult in the mind.
Mm. All right, so let's say they're 20 years old, and they go out on a date. You're secretly following them around, and they go back into the backseat of their car for some hanky-panky. What do you do?
Well, if I was around, I'd help them bust them, saying, daughter, you're going home. I don't care if you are 20. I say, well, I'm 20 years old. I don't care. You, as long as you're under my house or home, you're going home. Now, when you get 21, you move out, then that's between you and them. But around my home, you go by my rules.
Okay. Would you bust the window to stop them? Like, what would you do?
Oh, I just knock on the door. What are you doing out here? You said you're going to do this. And I lied to you. Mm-hmm. Now, you go home. And I might embarrass her, but I'd rather embarrass her than get in trouble.
Wow. Mike, I had no idea you also moonlit as a private detective.
Like an old-fashioned parent, I would be a strict parent. Because just like your son, when you got a son, if he grows up, I'm sure you don't want your son to get in no trouble.
He better grow up. But, I mean, part of the journey of his life is you have to be able to trust them to make the right decisions.
But you got to be smart, too. You got to put a guard on there. Because if you trust them, they get in trouble. Sometimes the hardest thing to say, you got to let your kid know. I'd say like they're 10 years old, a kid say, well, I'm going out on a date 10 years old. No, you're not. Sometimes you got to say no. You can't spoil your kids and let them have the way. Tough love, they call it. I mean, it's protection, not to take it away from them. Now, if I knew for a fact that they weren't going to get no trouble and they can behave and God knows that, then I might bend a little bit.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for that thought there. And wow.
Protect them. A chaperone. They need a chaperone.
Got it. Even up to 21.
Up to 21.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Good to hear from you.
Bye-bye.
All right. So does anyone want to agree or disagree with Mike's advice, his parental advice? Now, he did admit he is not a parent. What do you think of that advice? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Wow. That was a great question. Producer Mike said, hey, what happens if he catches them in the backseat of the car? You know, they go out on a date or whatever. Next thing you know, they're doing a little kissy-kissy. You have Mike sneaking up to the car and then seeing it and saying,
stop it!
Wow. Do you think that's good advice? We're talking about adults here, 18, 19, 20-year-olds. How about someone that's lived through it? What's the trust level? Have you ever snuck around and followed your kid as an adult to make sure they were making the right decisions? Boy, I got to say, if we were to talk to some psychologists and experts of parenting, I don't think anyone would recommend, hey, after the age of 18 and 19, sneaking around and tailing them or get like a private eye. Whoa. 314-436-7900. That's the number on Overnight America, KMOX. Got a couple of text messages in here I want to read. One person said, I'm like Scott, cannot find anyone decent and respectful. Been divorced 11 years. Hate dating sites like Scott. All lies. Love your show. Well, thank you for that text message. Scott also sent me a picture of himself. Let's take a look here. And his cat, too. His cat, Mo. That's a fun-looking cat. I'm allergic to cats, so I can't really say I endorse cats. So there's two pictures of Scott here. There's one, looks like, at a bar with his dad, I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess that's your dad or a friend, someone older than him. And then there's one with his Bass Pro Shops hat on it. And he's got the, let me give you a description. So he has a beard and mustache, a little bit more than a 5 o'clock shadow. I can't see anything more than just below the neckline. So it's like kind of an upward selfie in that sense. Smile on his face. Good looking teeth. But the hat covers some of the face too, so I can't see it all there. Barbecue in the background. So you're a barbecuer. I can tell that. Nice piece of property you're on too. Looks like a really nice place. All right, Scott, you say you're St. Louis's most eligible bachelor. Now you just got to find ways to bump your card into someone at the grocery store and ask if they know how to do pot roast. Or even better, if you're a barbecuer, that could work. Like, you know, every time I come here, I look at the steaks, but I just haven't found a good butcher shop in town yet. That's a good way to start things off. You know, if she knows a good butcher, that's a good start. All right, Scott, thanks for sending that in. Let's see, Scott versus producer Mike. I don't know. What did producer Mike say? We're going to have to start doing the old Jim White thing again. The love line stuff they used to do. You know, I was a little surprised by Mike, who called in right before the break and was saying that even up to the age of 21, he would follow the kid around on a date. I think the much better thing to do is raise your kid in a way where you can trust them and know who your kid's going out with. So if your kid is going out on a date, say you have a son, at least know who the other person is and make sure their family knows they're going out on a date, right? Like, it's not something that the parents should be totally unaware of anything that's going on. But you also have to know if, like, both parents are on the same page and the kids know they're going to be responsible for the things they're doing out there. You can trust your kid to do these things and sanction that it's okay for them to do certain things with the boundaries you set. But if you have a daughter, make sure the boy comes over and talks to you first, right? As a father, you know, that means a lot too. You want to be able to know who your daughter's going out with. But after the age of 18, 19, they're able to do their own thing. They're adults. At that point, they're responsible for themselves. I know as a parent, you still want what's best for them, but man, things change once they're adults. I don't know. Sneaking around private eye style seems a little much. 314-436-7900. That's the number. Or 800-925-1120. And has your parents ever tried to set you up on a date? Has that ever happened? And how did that turn out? Here's another dating story. And this is more of a, this is after dating, actually. This is one of those stories where the parents interfere with the love life of the kids. And this is one of those human interest letter to the, you know, like a Dear Abby style letter. And I read this and I thought, this can't be real. And then it said right underneath this, for real, as in this is not made up. So here's the letter that was written to the Dear Abby. You ready for this? My son is 2 months old and I just discovered my husband spelled our son's middle name wrong. So the difference is between Finley and Finley, F-I-N-L-A-Y versus F-I-N-L-E-Y. I really don't know the significance of the difference there. But the husband intentionally spelled the son's middle name F-I-N-L-A-Y instead of what they agreed on, F-I-N-L-E-Y, on all of his legal documents. The person writing this in is the mother, saying, I, of course, am furious because I told him I was fine with the middle name, but it had to be spelled F-I-N-L-E-Y, and he agreed before our son was ever born. His mother even sent a Christmas card to middle name Finlay, F-I-N-L-A-Y, and when I made a comment to my husband, he didn't even have the decency to tell me. He just let me keep believing for 2 months that our son's middle name was spelled Finley when it isn't legally his name. I discovered this when I was looking through his social security card and birth certificate to file away properly. He says he regretted it as soon as the card came and been afraid to tell me. So here's where things get tricky as part of the letter to Dear Abby. Apparently, his mother guilt-tripped him into doing this while I was asleep after an emergency C-section. Keep in mind, she lives a few states away, so this was all over the phone. She tried to convince him to give our son a first name that I very much hated, saying that I would get mad but get over it. My husband thought changing his first name was too much, but apparently gave in to spelling his middle name the way his mom wanted. She thinks that Finley, F-I-N-L-A-Y, is more masculine than F-I-N-L-E-Y. His mother has always been a manipulator, and I have always known she doesn't like me. My husband is very much at fault for doing this in the first place, and we are working through that together, but I feel as though something needs to be said to my mother-in-law. Do I approach her about this? Do I let my husband approach her about this? Do we approach her together? I will be legally changing my son's name to the correct spelling. Signed, Mama Bear. I thought for sure this was not for real. But then it says in big bold letters, for real. For real. Whoa. Tell me that isn't something. How in the world can you impose that? Man, this is like Everybody Loves Raymond stuff right there, isn't it? That show where the parents live right across the street and the mom's always imposing on and trying to manipulate Raymond in a way to pick her over the wife. And you got, I mean, it makes for an awkward sitcom. It does not make for a good relationship. So here's what the Dear Abby person said. And this is on, Carvel Wallace is the name of this advice columnist. If I were your situation, I would not approach the offending in-law about this issue because I'd be afraid an actual fistfight would break out. We'd actually have to talk about renaming these hands. That's how mad I would be. I'm going to rename these hands, lefty and righty. We're going to rename them. We're going to get this legally punched in your face real quick. Says, secondly, you know, what is up with your husband? He's got to decide if you are his co-parent or if his mother is. And until he makes that decision, he can't be trusted. I don't take divorce lightly, and I'm not recommending it on the strength of this one event alone, but a thing like this gets up to a good 65% on the potential divorce-o-meter, and if I were you, I would need some time to get over this. I can see how you're pretty mad. Yeah. I mean, you take sides of the mother as opposed to the wife. Ooh, boy. I mean, it better be a good reason if you're doing that. I mean, it better be a really good reason. And even then, man, you're jeopardizing your marriage. Why would you change the spelling of your kid's name based on how your mom wants it as opposed to how you guys wanted it? So the advice columnist said, I don't think I would talk to the mother. If I did, I would say only one thing. Whether you let or encouraged your son to go behind my back and change the name of our child, it was extremely blank thing for you to do. You can rest assured that I will remember it for a very long time. Then I would drop the subject and let that woman spend the rest of her days anticipating a retaliation that may or may not one day soon be coming. I'm mad just reading about this, the advice columnist said. You and your kid deserve so much better. Your husband needs therapy. Good luck. Wow. That is pretty serious. I think you hold a pretty big trump card. You know, if your parents... your in-laws and his parents, if they want to be involved in their grandkids' life, you're the gatekeeper to that. Like, you don't, you know, as terrible as it sounds, you have control over these sort of things. So if they do something that is in not the best interest of the kid, or they're trying to manipulate the kid, or they're going to try to harm the kid some way, you know, and you find that this is just the start of it, boy, you know, you may have pretty strong grounds to say, well, until this changes, you know, we're only going to, I guess, meet on our terms, right? I mean, I guess that'll be it. Maybe we'll see each other once a year at Thanksgiving, and that'll be it. That should be enough to straighten up the parents. If that doesn't straighten them up, man, they're in it for the wrong reasons. I mean, they kind of have to get on board with you at this point. You don't have to get on board with them. You started your own family. Wow, that's quite a letter to the editor. Whew, yikes. This is Overnight America, KMOX. Thanks for sticking with us through the late night hours. So is everything just going to be dark and gloomy in St. Louis forever? Man, I don't remember it being this musty and moldy and wet last year around this time. It's like, I'm looking outside. It looks like the start of a Batman movie. It's like this is where Bruce Wayne loses his family. That's what it looks like outside. It's like setting up something that's dark and tragic every time we go outside anymore. Why is it always got to be wet? Ugh. If you're out in the roadways, have you noticed that headlights are getting brighter? I thought it was just me getting older and my eyes were getting worse. And there's been times where I went to the eye doctor and they'll say, oh, how do you see at night? And I'll say, oh, okay. I mean, probably not better than average. I mean, it seems like at night things are not as easy to see because, you know, it's dark. And they're like, oh, that might mean you need a stronger prescription or whatever it is. And as you start to grow older, you know, your eyes have a hard time adjusting and doing certain things in the night and makes it a little bit more difficult to drive. And you become more sensitive to certain things. And for me, I just thought, I'm just getting old. But no, headlights are getting brighter. Have you noticed that headlights just are brighter? There's a story out at WNYW.
If you drive at night often and feel like everyone has their brights on lately, they probably don't. Those are just regular headlights, which seem to get more blinding by the day.
Definitely headlights are getting brighter and brighter, and it's as the technology progresses. We have gone from the sealed beam headlamp to xenon high-intensity discharge lamps, halogen lamps, and now LEDs.
That means nothing to me. All those words mean nothing. It's just, okay, the technology's changed. Kyle texting in. It's almost as depressing as Seattle. Yeah, right now. I mean, they got snow and ice the other day. At least we didn't get that. But man, we already saw our share of it. Everything's so gloomy outside. And then when you're out there, and this is what makes it hard. At night around St. Louis, we do a terrible job painting the lines on the highway. So you can drive around and you won't see the lines. And is it just me, or is it like very difficult to see the lines when you're on 70 or 64 or 44 or whatever? Is there anyone out there that doesn't notice the difference? And like when the rain comes down, it just sits on the highways. I start to notice things like, okay, now I don't see the dividers anymore. Thank goodness there's no one out right now, because it's the middle of the night. It's dark. It's not lit all that well. You know, I'm glad I'm not going to run into someone else, but still, I'd like to drive within the lanes or whatever. When it's dry, I don't have a problem with it. It's when it's wet. I also noticed we have terrible drainage. Last week, when we had some really big downpours very quickly, it's tough. It sits on these highways. There were certain spots where it's like you definitely heard your car going over and splashing water that was sitting on the highway. It wasn't draining right. It was pooling up in some of the areas. There was one place I even got to on the highway where it was so pooled up, I saw in my back when I was looking at the mirror, police car was coming up off the ramp, and I'm like, oh, I don't think I was speeding, and I really wasn't. And you know what happened after that? I started to slow down because I thought, okay, maybe I got in trouble for something, but it really wasn't it. Apparently, up ahead, there was just a big pool of water, and there was two cars that stalled out on the side because they were too low to the ground. Well, by the time I got to it, and you can't see it because it's so dark, I started slowing down, and it didn't matter. I got up to it. It was like going through a car wash, and the water just went waterworks everywhere. Luckily, my car is far enough off the ground or didn't stall or anything like that, and I got through it. But it was almost like going from, you know, at the end of a runway, when a plane they'll overshoot the runway and they'll hit the sand. It was like I hit the sand. It was just where it wasn't like I was hitting a brick wall stopping, but it was like it was like a braking mechanism, but I made it through. But that could have been really bad. If that was in the middle of the day, I mean, that would have stopped the highway. Just crazy. I was thinking, how in the world have they not been able to address something like that? It's not like it's been raining for days. It was just a downpour of a couple of hours. Just me belly aching here.
Robert Sinclair with AAA Northeast tells us car manufacturers are making lights brighter in part so that drivers can see better in low light conditions. But it also comes at a cost for the drivers in oncoming traffic.
In our area, SUVs are extremely popular. The number one market in the country for sport utility vehicles is the tri-state region. Those vehicles have a higher ride height. That means the lights are going to be higher and they're going to be in your eyes, particularly if you're in oncoming traffic in a smaller, say, economy vehicle.
Here at Manhattan Eye, Ear, and Throat Hospital, an ophthalmologist tells us she's not at all surprised to hear about the increasingly bright headlights. In fact, she tells us more and more patients have actually been coming here complaining about difficulty driving at night.
So you got to go to the eye doctor and how more difficult it's been. And I noticed that it's frustrating when you're at a red light or something and the car's on the other side, or you're at a left turn lane and they're just beaming right at you. And you're thinking to yourself, turn off your high beams. But it's not the high beams. It's just the way it is anymore. It
can become very distracting because it tends to scatter on the retina.
The doctor also explains how an aging population doesn't help with nighttime driving conditions.
You hear that? Docs say, get off the road, old ladies. Well, that's not exactly what the doc said, but that's what they're alluding to.
As people get older, they have a slower recovery time for their vision to get back to normal after being exposed to bright lights. There's also an increase in cataracts as people age, which makes it tougher to tolerate headlights.
Cataract basically is a yellowing of our natural lens. We're all born with a clear lens. But when we grow,
I don't need to know about the eyes. Here's a couple of text messages. Tina says, yes, me too. I've been noticing how bright the other lights are, but more importantly, I can't see the white lines in the middle of the road. I know. Here's Kyle. Sometimes you believe everyone has their brights on. Exactly. I think, why in the world does everyone keep their brights on? This is crazy times. And then you flash your brights at other people. It just depends how upset you get about it. Oh, then Tina said, by the way, Hobby Lobby has some nice Valentine's Day cards inexpensive $4.99. Wait, $4.99 cards at Hobby Lobby are too expensive. Tina, have you been listening? If it's more than 99 cents, I'm not getting the card. In fact, today, in anticipation for Valentine's Day, I took my son to the Dollar Tree and I found the 2 for $1 Valentine's Day cards. They were as generic as I hoped. I mean, it was basically like stock photos from Microsoft Word onto a solid colored background, and there was minimal words on it. It was like, it said on the front, you are my wife, and in the inside, happy Valentine's Day. That was the card. But it was 2 for $1, so, I mean, I feel pretty good about it. So I was able to get two. My son got one for my wife, so I let him pick out the card. And he picked the one out with the funniest dog on it. And it's something like, it was a wiener dog dressed in like a hot dog costume. And it was something about Valentine's Day. I don't even know what it was. It doesn't matter. It was only for the photo. Then I picked one out just that seemed appropriate. Says, Tina, you didn't read my text. The ones at Hobby Lobby have a nice Christian touch to them. Go back and read your other text message. It says incorporate. I thought it said inappropriate. Incorporate. Oh, I misread your text. That's why I skipped over that part of it. I thought it said something like it was inappropriate touch to it. Okay, so I went to Dollar Tree. I got the card for the wife. Now, I still have to get a present for her. I didn't actually get a gift for the wife at Dollar Tree. I couldn't commit myself to doing that. I did buy some candy for her that will be included in my son's gift, you know, because I think that'll be cute when my 4-year-old hands over a little Valentine's gift to his mom. We did get the little tiny cards that he's going to give to his classmates, which will be pretty fun too. You know, I don't know what I'm going to get yet. I'll figure it out. Yeah, I'll figure it out. I'll go to Target. Seems like there's all kinds of girl stuff there. When we get there, I'll just be inspired and I'll wait to see what stands out. And I'll keep the gift receipt because I know she won't like it. Tina, does your wife listen to your show? She's going to know. No, she doesn't listen to the show. The only time my wife listens to the show is if for some reason she's tagged in the description. So don't put my wife's name in the description, Ben. Producer Ben, do not do it because I don't want her listening to this part. Other than that, she doesn't actually go through and listen. So what can you do? I feel like I am safe to talk about it right now. Wait till actual Valentine's Day. Or I could order something on Amazon tomorrow and it should get here by Thursday and I can just hand her the box and that kind of saves the, you know, it's kind of like a surprise, like the mailman's bringing it. Ooh. And I just hand her the box. I don't have to put it or gift wrap it. I don't have to put it in a bag or put any wrapping paper on it. Just hand her some scissors. Here you go. You can cut it open. It's all yours, honey. I'm such a romantic. This is Overnight America. Do not listen to me for Valentine's Day advice. KMOX.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.